Thanks so much for joining us. We're focusing on prayer during 30 days here at the beginning of the year. Our passage today is Philippians chapter 2, verse 8. And being found in human form, talking about Jesus, being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. When we pray for God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven, we are putting forth a risky offering. We are asking that God's perfect will be worked out through our life. We're placing ourselves in submission to the perfect will of God. For Jesus, that meant death, even death on a cross. What will that prayer mean for us? Well, I don't know what it will mean for you, but here are some things it could mean. It could mean staying in a marriage and making it work even when everything within you wants to call it quits. It could mean foregoing a promotion and another move because of the negative impact it will have on your family. It might mean cutting back on recreational activities to spend more time at home, or deciding to pass on your dream home in order to give more money to those who need it. Downsizing for spiritual reasons, could that be a result of your prayers? Spending money on short-term mission trip instead of a cruise. Using your gifts to serve the body of Christ. Now, the list could go on and on. The issue is Jesus humbled himself for obedience. So what will it mean for us to humble ourselves to obey the living God? Father, move us from lip service and tradition learned by rote to setting apart Christ in our hearts as Lord and just having an honest conversation with you. Help us to pray risky prayers of humility and obedience. For Jesus' sake, amen.